This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He added that the center is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the Yug M Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said the government is working on the vision of making AI in India with the objective of making artificial intelligence work for India.
हम मेक एआई इन इंडिया इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं और हमारा उद्देश्य है मेक एआई वर्क फॉर इंडिया. इस बार के बजट में हमने आईआईटी में सीटों की संख्या और कैपेसिटी बढ़ाने का निर्णय लिया है.
इंडिया हैज स्ट्रांगली रेज्ड द पहलगाम टेरर अटैक एट द यूनाइटेड नेशंस एंड ऑल्सो फ्लैग्ड अ पाकिस्तानी मिनिस्टर्स कन्फेशन टू ट्रेनिंग एंड फंडिंग टेररिस्ट, पॉइंटिंग टू अ रीसेंट टेलीविजन इंटरव्यू ऑफ पाकिस्तान डिफेंस मिनिस्टर ख्वाजा आसिफ. इंडियाज डेप्यूटी परमानेंट रिप्रेजेंटेटिव एट द यूएन योजना पटेल सेड द होल वर्ल्ड हैज हर्ड पाकिस्तान डिफेंस मिनिस्टर्स कन्फेशन ऑफ पाकिस्तान्स हिस्ट्री ऑफ सपोर्टिंग training and funding terrorist organizations.
The whole world has heard Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif admitting and confessing Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations in a recent television interview. This open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state fueling global terrorism and destabilizing the region.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, have called for a special session of parliament in the wake of the brutal terror attack in Pahalgam. In separate letters to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both the leaders urged that a special session of both the houses be convened at the earliest to demonstrate national unity and resolve. Meanwhile, the BJP today took a dig at the Congress for demanding a special session of Parliament. Party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla, speaking to media in New Delhi, said that Congress chief Mallikarjun Kharge should first tell what the collective resolution of the Congress is on the terror attack. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced 50 lakh rupees financial assistance for the families of the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack from the state. At a cabinet meeting in Mumbai, the government also assured educational and job support for the victims' families. Mark Carney's Liberal Party is set to win the general election in Canada. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Mr. Carney on the election as the Prime Minister of Canada and to the Liberal Party on their victory. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he's looking forward to working with him to strengthen the partnership and unlock greater opportunities for the people of India and Canada. In Trinidad and Tobago, the leader of the main opposition party, United National Congress, Kamla Prasad Bisesar, claimed victory in the general election, defeating ruling People's National Party. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is looking forward to working closely with her to further strengthen the partnership for the shared prosperity and well-being of the people of India and Trinidad and Tobago. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has extended his wishes to all 1,22,518 pilgrims undertaking the sacred Hajj pilgrimage. The first two flights took off with 288 pilgrims from Lucknow and 262 pilgrims from Hyderabad. The Mizoram Board of School Education announced the High School Leaving Certificate or Class 10 results for the 2025 board exam today. Boys outperformed girls, securing a 77.86% pass percent compared to 75.63% for girls. The 30 share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, added 70 points to close at 80,288. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, rose marginally by 7 points to settle at 24,336. And in Women's Tri-Nation ODI Cricket Series, chasing the target of 277 runs, South Africa were 152 for 2 in 30.5 overs against India in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.